You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of Revelation, chapter 17 and verse 8. The beast that you saw was and is not and will ascend out of the bottomless pit and go to perdition. And those who dwell on the earth will marvel, whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they see the beast that was and is not and yet is. Now, I want you to note here that the beast we are talking about is the beast of Satan, and that many will marvel when they see him. But you see, there is something that God had revealed to us here that we need to note. Who are the people that will marvel? It is the people that will perish. You see, the things of Satan will impress people that belongs to him. It will never impress somebody that is truly in Christ. Today, I marvel when I see how Christians marvel at physical infrastructures. Did you know that what has impressed some people's heart and has kept them where they are the physical infrastructure that they see? Today, people marvel at men of God, also called, because they see the physical achievement. How can a man build 200,000-seater auditorium, fleet of cars, employ thousands, have private jets, have this, have that, have this name, have this reputation, have books, have so many things? Men marvel. But do you know that those who truly know Jesus, those kind of things never impresses them? And it's not envy. It's not jealousy. Their heart is not impressed by material things of this world. I want you to see what the Bible says here. And those who dwell on earth will marvel, whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they see the beast that was and is not and yet is. They will marvel. It will impress them. Deception of Satan will impress them. Why? Look at it today. Why are people impressed with people falling down? I'm even surprised that even preachers themselves are impressed. So you hear a man say, we went for a meeting, and it came to a time God took over. People were just falling down left, right, center, and that was God took over. And that is his own sign that the meeting was great. Have you not read of the parable of the sower? That the goal of the sower is the fruitfulness, and that fruitfulness cannot be achieved in a day. Have you seen anybody who plant a seed and that very day, that same time, the seed is already producing? Our business is to sow the word of God, and it will take it will take time for the word of God to grow. So the true manifestation of a successful meeting is, among other things, one, people could genuinely repent of their sins. That is a true manifestation of the Holy Spirit at a meeting. People could genuinely go into worship. That's a true manifestation. People could receive the word of God with meekness. Look at what I said. Receive it with meekness, so that given some time, the word will begin to grow in them. But that, you move here, people fall down. Somebody was shouting there. How does it transform them into the likeness of Jesus? Because the goal of preaching is to transform men into the likeness of Christ. And then you hear some lady say, does that crying, does it change her into the likeness of Christ? But you are impressed today. Many people are impressed. You will even go there. You don't like a place where they just open Bible and speak the word of God with simplicity. You say there is no fire there. So you have regarded noise as fire. Useless things impresses your heart. Why are you so impressed? You are the one that is impressed with a man building a 300,000 seater auditorium. You are the one being impressed. But you know, take this warning. The people who will marvel are people that their names are not in the book of life. They don't belong to Jesus. That's why they are impressed by the Antichrist. That's why they are impressed by the beast, the man of sin. Otherwise, what is there to be impressed about? I tell you, if the Antichrist comes today, many who say they are believers today will worship him. They will follow him. In fact, a lot of men of God will invite him, give him their pulpit to preach, because it's going to be very impressive. The Antichrist can come, and within 1 week, he can gather 10 million people at a program. 10 million at a program. He can gather a whole continent at a program. Why will you not be impressed? And he can have fleet of private jets that he can fly all over the place. I'm not particularly saying private jet is sinful or wrong. I'm not particularly saying a house, an auditorium in itself is wrong. I'm simply saying that all these things, Satan uses it in deceiving people because it impresses their heart. And because that heart does not belong to Jesus. Honestly, when your heart truly belongs to Jesus, many of the things that people of this world are impressed with will never impress your heart. When you go for a meeting, you are looking for Jesus. You are not looking for noise. So the fact that they grabbed the microphone and began to speak in tongues into it and shout and make it sound like the atmosphere is charged, the Holy Spirit is here, you will not be moved. In fact, your eardrum may begin to pain you because people just love noise. Many people in our assembly need to go for checkup to check their hearing because they are deafening each other with all this microphone, speaker, and noise. The whole thing will be so loud. I've experienced it before. It took me almost a month to be healed. Thank God I didn't go deaf at that time. You know? So, brethren, be careful of what impresses your heart. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can email us info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.